The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention always focuses on issues most pertinent to local indigenous communities. And this year, a catastrophic storm that battered predominantly Alaska Native villages is already the center of the conversations. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke at the beginning of the Elderson Youth Conference, the traditional prologue to the main AFN event.
As we gather for this sharing and this collective convening, let us keep in mind those that are in harm's way and those who are out there to be with them and to help them.
Communities and rescue groups are still looking for missing people and assessing the damage from the storm. Meanwhile, AFN and other local Indigenous organizations are looking for ways to help. AFN is one of 12 mostly Indigenous organizations that formed the Western Alaska Disaster Relief Fund to provide assistance to villages. On Thursday, AFN plans to hold a blanket dance fundraiser for the disaster. Roy Glowing is the president of the First Alaskans Institute that hosts the Elderson Youth Conference. On Sunday, he spoke about the destruction from the storm.
It's easy to feel distant, but I ask you to lean in, because while the storm may be hundreds of miles away, the people affected are our neighbors, our friends, and our family.
Marilyn Atla is a healer from the interior who participated in the Elderson Youth Conference. She invited attendees, especially young people, to talk about what they feel and consider visiting a healing station.
You have to make up your own mind to be resilient. Any type of loss that you're going to go through in your life, any type of happening, problem, you have to make up your own mind to overcome it.
The Elders and Youth Conference is running at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage through Wednesday. AFN is scheduled there from Thursday to Saturday. With reporting help from Rhonda McBride, in Anchorage, I am Alona Naidin.